USA News, I'm Corey Myers. More than 105 million Americans being affected by dangerously low wind chills with an Arctic blast sweeping across the U.S. At least 9 people have died because of the frigid weather, 6 in Tennessee, 2 in New Jersey, 1 in Mississippi. The National Weather Service still has wind chill advisories or warnings for today in effect for 26 states from North Dakota to Florida. The Northeast, especially along the I-95 corridor, has wind chills in the single digits. Senator Ted Cruz has faith in the system of democracy, and he believes the people of Iowa have spoken loud and clear by making former President Trump the winner of the Iowa caucus.
I believe this race is over. So I am proud to endorse Donald Trump for president of the United States. I look forward to supporting him enthusiastically because I think it's time for the Republican Party to unite, for us to come together. We've got to beat Joe Biden. We've got to beat this disastrous cultural Marxist agenda in the White House. We've got to retake the United States Senate. We've got to hold the House. We got to come together and win. And with the results last night, the people have spoken. It's time to move onward to victory in November.
It might cost you less if you overdraw your bank account. Under a proposal announced today by the White House, the latest effort by the Biden administration to combat fees. It wants to lower them to as little as $3, taking pressure off the American consumers, particularly those living paycheck to paycheck. Under the proposed rule, banks could only charge customers what it would cost them to break even on providing overdraft services. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The percentage of parents who considered sending their children to new schools more than doubled last year. That's according to a survey conducted by the National School Choice Awareness Foundation. The report showed that the share of K through 12 parents who weighed changing schools surged from 35% in 2022 to 72% in 2023. Another 56.7% said they were likely to choose a different school or learning environment in 2024 compared to 43.6% of parents with more than one child who considered such changes last year. Catherine, Princess of Wales, recovering in a hospital after successful abdominal surgery. The operation was planned, and Kate will have to remain in the hospital for 10 to 14 days. She will be taking some time off from her public duties, most likely until Easter. She'll spend her time recovering after her hospital stay at home in Windsor. You might have to shell out some more money for Girl Scout cookies this year. For the 2024 season, many boxes of Girl Scout cookies will cost $6 apiece, up a dollar from last year, the increase marking the first major price hike for some councils since 2015, when boxes went from $4 to $5. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.